This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from New Thought Common Sense by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, published in 1908. During the early 1900s, Benjamin Mills founded an organization called Fellowship, which had no creed save trust and service. What is your idea of trust and service? My own idea of trust is as unbounded as the word indicates. Whatever happens, to believe it is part of the divine plan. However unpleasant, however painful, however disagreeable may be the happening or circumstance, to determine upon finding its good meaning, and to turn it to the soul's account, to make it a means of character building. Trust does not, in my interpretation of the word, include placid acceptance of conditions or events. It means using these things as stepping stones to deliverance. When our environment is not to our liking, when we are annoyed and hurt by events, the first thing to do is to discover if we ourselves have not been the cause of these troubles. We realize on careful analysis that we are the cause, then we should trust the divine forces to show us the way out. If we find we are blameless, and the troubles come through what we call fate, then again, we should trust in the divine power within ourselves and beyond ourselves to deliver us, while at the same time going upon our way doing the duty which lies nearest, with absolute trust in the heart that we are treading the path to power. Trust must include cheerfulness, and it must preclude complaint. It creates gratitude to the giver for whatever comes. Meanwhile, service, to my interpretation, means continual thought for others, the hourly application of the golden rule. True service to humanity need not consist in giving endowments to churches or colleges, or in building libraries and hospitals. These things are good in their place, and they are good uses for money, but the service most important to the world is the daily service of one human being toward another. Sometimes this service takes only the form of a word spoken at the right time, a letter written at the right moment, a call made or an invitation given, which proves remembrance and genuine thoughtfulness. Sometimes it means the use of time, sometimes the use of money, or the denial to give money, and sometimes the ability to give counsel. Always it means an understanding of, quote, what is the loving thing to do. Try it out for just 1 week. Watch your words, your thoughts, and your actions. Do nothing to obtain praise from others. Do only what your own best self knows to be right and best. Never mind the times you fall back, make mistakes, and fail. Each recognition of your own errors means new strength to go forward. When you make the motto of trust and service your mental mentor, and listen to the question, what is the loving thing to do, spoken by your heart at every turn, you will be surprised to find how difficult is the answer. Sometimes the loving thing to do necessitates inflicting pain on those you love. It means warning them when they are on the downward path, and refusing to proceed with them if they will not listen to counsel. It also means controlling a quick temper and developing a spirit of tolerance and sympathy, as well as controlling your sympathies and not allowing them to lead you to the performance of another person's duties. There is no more unloving thing than to do another's work and let that person go free of their own responsibility. It is indeed a big commitment to resolve to do the loving thing always and everywhere, but try it. Begin your home. Apply the motto to your household, to your treatment of your family and closest friends. Write out the question and hang it on a wall. What is the loving thing to do? If you keep that one thought dominant through night and day, you'll discover that your strength is limitless because you are walking with God.